Well, hello and welcome to the August Manifesting Meditation. Thank you for being here, and I'm excited that you're here, and I'm excited to support you to fine-tune and magnify your manifesting power. Oh my gosh, I know you can do it. Okay, so this is an ongoing series of meditations designed to support you to manage your manifesting energy, because when we come together as one, with like mind, we magnify the love energy, empowering your manifesting skills. And I like to begin by sharing insight to how energy works, because I believe that once you understand why and how energy works, it makes it so much easier to change old fear programming. So if this is your first time joining me for the manifesting meditation, we begin by first sharing insight about energy. Then I'll speak the word, setting our intention, and then we'll quiet our minds, create our sacred space, and flow into our guided meditation. And then to complete, we'll ground into the finely tuned frequency of love energy and bring that energy back with us. Okay, so let's get started. Today, I want to speak about the energy of survival mode, because so many of us have lived a huge portion of our lives at an intense level of stress, which results in survival mode, an ongoing experience of survival mode. Now, I was just talking about this in yesterday's Secret Door to Success Masterclass, and then we actually talked about it again this morning in our membership call, because when we're stuck in the chaos of stress energy, we naturally evolve into a fight or flight survival mode. And unless you know that's what's happening, it just flows. It just happens. Next thing you know, there you are. Now, years ago, the fight or flight response was a signal to the body that if we didn't run, we were going to die. There was a predator that was going to kill us. Survival instinct kicked in, and we ran or we fought to live. Now today, when we're overcome by the fight or flight adrenaline rush, and there is no predator to outrun or fight off, there is no signal that we're okay, that we're safe. And as a result, that internal feeling of needing to survive, that we have to stay in this energy to survive, it just doesn't stop. And an electrical storm of energy firing in our brain happens, and we become overwhelmed with everything. We're thinking about responsibilities and deadlines and our to-do list and picking up kids and getting dinner on the table, and laundry has to be put in the dryer. And then, you know, we have to make money to keep the electricity on and food on the table. And sometimes we need to dust before a seed lands on the table and begins to grow. And oh my God, you know, then it's like, oh, when was the last time the dog went out? So, you know, we get caught up in all these things. And it's just going crazy, like shiny object, shiny object, shiny object in our brain. But it's all this electrical firing of this old programming of survival mode. And the next thing you know, we get blindsided by adversity of some kind, and a brand new set of problems and issues set off a new electrical storm in our brain. Now, after I moved out of my mom and daddy's house, I had a little dog named Nikki, and Nikki had to walk the straight and narrow. And one day, daddy told me, just wait till Nikki wants to get married or quit school, or I have to go get him out of jail. Now, he was giving me an example of his life as a parent to me and my brothers. And it was all about life happens, things we can't control. And when we're in the thick of it, in survival mode, there's no more energy to figure out how to fix everything, because our body is flooded with cortisol. and it's just trying to survive, just trying to get through the day. And when all of this is happening, we feel adrift on a sea of chaos, and there's no land in sight. And survival mode is bad enough, but the worst part is when you've been in survival mode long enough, it becomes your normal state. It becomes your everyday way of being. And we don't even realize it anymore. We just know we're exhausted all the time. And because we manifest our lives through us, through the energy within us, we're manifesting from the chaos of survival mode. And you guessed it, we create more experiences that support being in the chaos of survival mode. But we have the power within us to change that. When I was in the thick of survival mode, and I perfected that for years, I didn't think I had any power. But I did. And you do too. One quick way to shift that fight or flight energy of survival mode is to fully shift into gratitude, to be the energetic vibration of gratitude and follow up that feeling by anchoring it in meditation, quieting our mind chatter, dousing the energetic fires and shifting from our headspace to our heart space. When we sync our consciousness with the greater consciousness of the superconscious higher self, syncing with that divinity within. And if you can shift your energy to gratitude and stay there, fabulous, awesome. But sometimes there's so many electrical fires going on in our brain, we just can't get there. We're truly adrift in a storm. And that's when we physically need to power down the negative programming of our body's operating system through the quiet stillness of meditation. And you may be saying, but Kate, when my brain and body are all wired up with stress, the last thing I want to do or can do is meditate. And my response is, when you're all wired up with stress, that's the very best time to calm your body and mind down with meditation. Now, I begin my meditations with an exercise I learned from Deepak Chopra. He explained that each section of the exercise affects different parts of the brain, bringing them into harmony, opening the way to sync with a greater awareness of the divinity of love of the highest order. And we're going to use that today. We use it every time. We use it in the beginning of our manifesting meditation. And I have this information broken down. And I'll include that with the recording of tonight's meditation so you can use it yourself in your private meditations. Now, living in a human body in today's world requires tools to overcome the fear energy that plagues us at every turn. And that, you know, we have social media, TV, friends, family, you know, sometimes just being out in public. It can all be overwhelming. And I'm here to share my tools with you to support you to use the power within you to improve your life today and tomorrow and next month. You have the power within you to stop the chaotic firing of old programming running in your brain and rewrite those neural pathways of belief and react differently to the world, manifesting your new life. Okay, so I'm going to speak the word for our treatment, then we'll create our safe space. And we'll connect with that love of the divinity within and quiet the chaos of our minds. And again, there will be four questions asked during this technique. So don't try to answer, just ask and life will move you into the answers. And then together with the love of the angels, we'll create our sacred space to hold the love energy of the highest order to manifest the dreams of your heart. Okay, so I speak the word for all participants. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept what my life is in this moment and use the power within me to improve my life. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that brings me joy. I choose to be the vibration of love, to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I now magnetize to me, through the love of my essence, the desires of my heart. And we begin by breathing deeply. For it's through our breath that we hear and understand the whispers of the beings of light. It's through our breath that we connect with the divinity within as one. So just take a deep breath. And place your feet flat on the floor with your hands gently in your lap and eyes closed. Focus your attention on your heart. And with another slow, deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, in this moment, we come together as one with singular intention to shift into our heart space where all things are possible. We create our sacred space. The angels and beings of love and light join us now to create our safe, sacred space. The angels and I form a circle. And Archangel Michael, warrior of light, joins us. And he escorts you to our circle of love, our safe, sacred space. Please just take his hand as he leads you to the circle where you take mine. And together we form a circle, completing our safe, sacred space. We're here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to release the need to hold on to fears of this physical world. The chaos, the overwhelm, the stress, the prison of survival mode where worry thrives. We let it all go. We're willing to let all this go and reconnect with the love that is our essence. And with a deep breath, we breathe in love. And we exhale out all the tensions of the physical world. We exhale out less than love energy. Archangel Michael's band of mercy surrounds us, shielding us, blocking out the fear energy of this physical world. And from above, we are embraced with a swirling white light mist of love. The swirling mist of love gently hugs you, feather soft, like angel wings. Breathe deeply of this love light, of this mist. And from deep within your heart, this love light merges with the love essence of the divinity within. Open your heart to the greater awareness of this beautiful, safe space. This beautiful, safe space where you are one with all that is. And with another slow, deep breath, immerse yourself more deeply in the awareness of the love vibration that is your essence. you shift from your head space to your heart space. As one with the awareness of infinite possibility. Step into the center of the circle, into this safe space. And Archangel Michael and I send all the love of our heart to you. Love holding strength and stamina. This love, where you are one with the divinity in this safe space. From your heart, the light of love begins to glow, growing brighter from within to without. You are love. The way is now open to broadcast out from your heart the thoughts of what you wish to manifest. The way is now open for you to experience better health, magnificent financial flow, harmonious, loving relationships, work that makes your heart sing with joy, and everything in between. What do you want? Thank you. in deepest gratitude. Feel the joy at experiencing what you want. See in your mind's eye you enjoying what you wish to experience, the desires of your heart. Breathe in deeply of this joy, feeling the emotion of joy, breathing in the joy. You can feel and see this joy pulsating out of your body as light. Now broadcast the emotions of this light out through the love that is your essence. Thank you. This love light reflects from within to without and back to you what you wish to experience or better. To you, the joy of experiencing what you want, bringing to the world joy, love, and light. Repeat after me. I claim and use the power within me to manifest what is mine by divine right. My heart's desires reach me now under grace. In miraculous ways. You now manifest from within to your life experiences without, under grace, in miraculous ways. Take a deep breath and expand out. Broadcast out your manifesting power. This brilliant, beautiful light of grace expands up, swirling to the heavens, out to the universe of infinite possibility. And this love light fearlessly magnetizes to you the desires of your heart. And just breathe into the truth energy of these words. Infinite Spirit, I use the power within me to improve my life. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I choose to be the vibration of love, to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I now magnetize to me, through the love of my essence, the desires of my heart. breathe in deeply of this truth, feeling the energy moving from within you to without, molding into form the desires of your heart. We ground into this energy, solidifying it, moving formless matter into form, and bring back with us this finely tuned frequency of energy to manifest what we want. So just see roots extending down through your feet, down through Mother Earth, down through the rocks and the clay, the water and the soils, all the way down to that healing love light at her center. Where those roots wrap around the black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. Solidifying the desires of your heart. Molding it into form through your energy. And with another deep breath, just pull that wonderful, loving, healing energy back up through the roots, up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay. Oh, okay. So when we complete, I want to ask you to write out, I'm in the process of receiving, and whatever it is that you've been working to manifest, whether it's a thing or an experience. Maybe you just want to feel peaceful and rested. Maybe you just want to feel happy. Or maybe you want a new car. I'm in the process of receiving, and write that down. And just envision yourself enjoying being, doing, or having what you want. And then before you go to bed, for at least 5 minutes, 15 if you can, again, vision having what you want before you go to sleep, and fully move into the joy of experiencing it. And then the next morning when you wake up, again, vision for at least 5 minutes, 15 if you can, and repeat every day, visioning before you sleep, eyes closed, and then again before getting up. And choose the energy you wish to be every day. Choose to be love energy and just infuse your day and your life with all that love energy. Okay, and that completes our August meditation.